I know most of y'all are looking at me ever since I got up here going, dang, how much more starch can he get in them clothes? Fellas, you get your shirt starched like this. This will save you hours out of the gym. No kidding, underneath this shirt, I look just like that. People outside of Texas, not even quite sure why we starched your jeans either. I was in Des Moines, Iowa, had this woman walk up to me and go, why'd he get them jeans starched like that with that white line going down the front of them? And I said, lady, I'm looking for a woman with a cocaine problem. Somewhere in there, there's a pipe. I did that joke in L.A. and I had a woman following me for 6 hours. Back up, lady. I didn't say it's a crack pipe. So it is good to be back home. It really is. Boy, I've traveled all over. I went out to L.A. for a while. I was not ready for that either because I grew up on a farm just north of Saginaw, Texas. And where animal rights just means who goes first. Some of you people are sick. The first animal rights activist I ever met was in Pasadena, California, and I just simply eating a hamburger after the show, and this woman walks up to me and goes, you know, you were kind of funny, but I can't believe you'd eat something that had a face. I thought, ma'am, I'll just stick with the hamburger if it's okay with you. If you didn't get that joke, it's going to be a long hour for you, people. Some of the animal rights activists, though, you got to hand it to them. They fly all over the world. Stop stuff been going on for hundreds of years. Like that running with the bulls. Y'all ever seen the running with the bulls in Spain? Yeah, I don't get it myself. Got on a red scarf, running around like an idiot. But I saw this woman try to stop it. One of them PETA people, and it's on that show. Have you ever seen this show? Caught on video? Yeah. Hidden video? Yeah. When humans act like assholes. She flew all the way over there and stopped the running with the bulls because those bulls are beautiful. God's creatures they are. And then they showed her and she went and stood right out in the middle of the street. I'm thinking, oh, this is natural selection at its finest. Press record. The whole time I watched it, I thought I would never do anything that stupid because A, first of all, it's not my problem. And B, you ever been chased by a bull? People, you go through two movements, a bowel movement, a physical movement. No, you poop and run. Just. I figured out that's why they wear that red scarf, so they can wipe their butt. And they do call me Cowboy Bill, and I don't like that title at all, because people walk up to me all the time and go, you're a real cowboy? Cowboy Bill? My granddaddy was a real cowboy. My daddy is a real cowboy. My granddaddy rode a bull once, got hit in a private area, lost his right testicle, and rode the next day. That's a real cowboy. Me, I tell jokes. Not near as glamorous, but I got all my boys, and that's what's important.